reason I'm saying that is that we're still insisting on past tense. So what they mean by that is we're still insisting upon the past identification of self or notion of self. So it's sort of like as the wheels are turning, we're left out of our proper station. In other words, where we're used to attending ourselves and our majesty of life. In other words, our majesty of existence. So this is really our traveling vicinity. This is really sort of like our new relocation. It's a little bit like when the house in Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz starts like going in the storm. And it's like, wherever will it settle? So the more that we understand that we're being lifted into a new association, into a new reality. So imagine like your domain name has changed. And you're given like a new name, a new password, a new consideration of faith. So that's how much is we're being escorted to. So when I'm receiving us, I'm receiving all of us in a new dimensional focus, in a new dimensional song sheet, in a new dimensional consideration. So of course, just like one of the previous group messages, the reason they keep referring to song sheets and orchestras and musical instruments is so it's sort of like a quick reminder that this is really a vibrational concert. In other words, everything that we're aspiring to, everything that we're considering is in due association to our vibrational residence. So when they're talking about a different domain name or a house was suddenly lifted up and placed somewhere else, it's a vibrational allowance. It's a vibrational movement. It's a vibrational arrival. So back to what I was saying. So it's almost like we're all going on a field trip past our previous notions. So a field trip, you kind of visit for the day and then you travel back. But we're moving our very scenery. So there's no more traveling back. There's no more figuring out life from our old location because our residence is already being reconsidered. So allow yourself that due privilege, of your true divine inheritance and worth and broadcast. So remember that vibrational, that frequency, that broadcast, because you're soon to come alive. You're soon to travel with. You're soon to arrive. So that arrival stance is really quite significant because we don't understand how well we've been journeying, how well we've been orchestrating, how well we've been manifesting, how well we've been considering our new rites of scenery. So allow yourself due exposure, due traveling, due consideration, due entitlement to allow that full passage of residence to occur, because as we will receive ourselves in our proper declaration, in our proper perspective, in our proper arrival, in our proper placement, it's like all is due for an overhaul. So we're literally shifting how we receive ourselves, where we're located in like the energetic field. And we're allowing that due placement. So in other words, it's due us. The more we can receive that, the more we can be generous with that. The reason is because we've been following the mind before, because we've been following the ego, we're really used to a very harsh environment within ourselves. So in other words, it's like, why did you do that? Why didn't you start earlier? Like all of this misgivings. And so when we're opening up to the upgrade, it's almost like it's a surprise to us because we don't really understand we've already passed. So when they're saying we've already passed, in essence, we're already there. So they're showing me the open up card. So that open up, it's like she has her hands in a mudra above her crown chakra, and it's like she's inviting in her I Am presence. Like, it's just the most ordinary thing to be doing. Like, why wouldn't you? So that's what we're learning how to assume. That's what we're learning to consent to. That's what we're learning to perceive. In order to perceive where we already exist, where our high note is already assumed, we have to relieve ourselves of the poverty. The poverty is all of that projection of the ego that we plastered upon ourselves. So we arrived here from a higher dimensional status, and the ego was soon in charge, and it just fed us a whole bunch of parameters for existence, where we were just sort of like always shown where we didn't fit in, where we weren't marching to the right beat. And of course we weren't, because we were already attuned to the higher wisdom. So that's our ultimate return, and that's what's sort of like staring in our face. When I say staring in our face, the reason I said that is there's this like yogi guru master that's sort of looking at us, and he's looking at us sideways. So I just imagine like this beautiful toucan bird or some kind of bird that kind of like cocks its head like in curiosity. Sort of like, where are you looking at yourself from? Like just sort of like in a curiosity. So that's what this being, blessed being of light, is surrounding us with our true heavenly vision, with our true heavenly circumstance, with our true heavenly voyage. And so he's sort of like, he wants me to correct the he. I'm receiving him in the male form, but he's saying like, that's just antiquated jargon. In other words, the more we understand we're all moving to balance, that when he, I'll use that for argument, like to just to express, when he comes in that male vision, he's sort of like suggesting that we all have a turn. In other words, there really is no male or female in our truest sense, that we take these obligations in the linear voyage, because all things are being made right. In other words, we're coming into our balanced inheritance. So for some reason, that's very essential that we all receive that highest wisdom to realize we're really both. And we're learning how to receive both in a well-managed extension. Okay, so getting back to why he's kind of looking us at sideways, because he's like helping us decide that we fit. So this is very relevant, because each of us in our own responsibility, in our own mastership, have to receive ourselves in our whole attainment. In other words, there isn't some outer karmic review board that lifts us up into higher station. It's sort of like others can agree, others can pass, others can offer grace, but we have to see ourselves kindly. In other words, we're the ones that ultimately decide, and we're the ones that sign off on our corrected balance sheet. So back to that old programming. The more we remember, the more we kind of observe the mind and remember the old programming is antiquated, it's outdated, it's no longer essential. We will allow ourselves that gifted residence, because remember, we're already on the move, we already took that field trip, and we're not going back. We're already amongst the stars. And in truth, we've always been there. So this is about the conscious return, the conscious tribute. So we're the ones that have to see ourselves in our true awakened status or destiny or self-pleasure. So the reason they're saying self-pleasure is we are the ones pleasuring ourselves. We're the ones agreeing to the same. So the card they're now showing is spiritual strength. So the monk in that card, the monk standing in front, in other words, you see their persona, you see the body. But behind the body is the true I am presence. It's the truth of that being acquired. So the more that we remember, understand, agree to, assimilate, allow, assume that cascading value, meaning our I am presence in our whole strength. And so when we said strength, they were like, now you pause. The reason is we're assimilating, we're advancing, we're conducting good note keeping, we're making all proper provisioning. So when I'm receiving this energetically, it's like we're just the most beautiful star that you could just perceive of. And it's like that star is a template and we're providing. So when we say we're providing, the essence of self, it's a little bit like glory to God in the highest. Remember, God is our God self. There's no outer God. It's God taking form. It's God imagining all of this. And that's the essence of who we are. So I am that I am. So again, we have this template of the star and we're becoming all consumed. So the essence of self, remember spiritual strength, remember the opening up card, we're taking ourselves whole. So now we're going past the mind, past everything that made us constricted, past everything that taught us to limit ourselves. We're going beyond that. Remember, we took our field trip and we're due for our next arrival. So what we're doing in essence is allowing ourselves to graduate, allowing ourselves to be all consumed, allowing ourselves to transfer our very existence. So when I'm receiving this, it's like my energy field is just transferring, it's expanding to agree upon what already is. So allow that I am presence to take hold, to be unified, to be acquired. So acquired, it already is, but we're acquiring full recognition. So allow that to be determined. In other words, we're the one agreeing, we're the ones consenting, we're the ones providing good note-keeping, we're the ones in our obligated love's administration. Receive that on all levels in a quantum transfer. So remember, we're ready amongst the stars. We are ready coexist with our divine self, and we're making love happening, meaning that we're bringing that higher awareness into form. We're not leaving the planet, even though we sometimes say we prefer that. We're really not. We're transferring our higher existence to be one with the form that we've already established. So allow yourselves to receive your high note. It took words to get that out, but what I heard as I began that profess, it was like a ding, 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 and that ding, ding, ding is the assimilation. Like, it's like, so it is, so it shall be decreed, so it shall be established. So allow that place of new beginning, you know, a new being. This is like the truth of being born again. That's what it's all about. It's not a religious born again. It's like arising into the truth of self and residing in that whole accomplishment. So allow your life to be transferred, meaning how you receive your life, all of the nuances, all the people, places, and things is from your new homecoming. With ease and grace. So 3D is I have to struggle. 3D is everything is separate from me. It takes a long time. Ease and grace is it's there in your very midst. Receive. And allow that, how do I say, like allow that to be duly noted, meaning everyone in the collective now also has that due privilege. So it's sort of like that energy, that offering, that consensus that we made, it's sort of like a ripple, just like a wave going, crashing to the shore. It's being sent onward. And so it is.